Allergies are more than just an inconvenience. They can significantly impact your daily life, from making you feel miserable to affecting your ability to work or enjoy activities. But what exactly triggers these reactions, and how can you manage them effectively to live more comfortably? Welcome back to Health Square, where we explore essential health topics to help you live your best life. I'm Bills, and today we're diving into the world of allergies, a common condition that affects millions of people around the world. Allergies can range from mild to severe and can significantly impact your quality of life if not managed properly. In this episode, we'll explore what causes allergies, the various triggers and symptoms, and the different treatment options available to help you manage your allergies effectively. Let's start with a story about my friend Rachel. Rachel had always been sensitive to certain things, like pollen and dust, but she never thought much of it. However, one spring, her symptoms became much worse. She started experiencing constant sneezing, itchy eyes, and a runny nose that just wouldn't go away. It was affecting her work and making her miserable. After visiting her doctor, she was diagnosed with seasonal allergies and was given a treatment plan that finally brought her relief. Rachel's story is a reminder that allergies, while common, can have a big impact on your daily life, and understanding them is key to finding the right treatment. What are allergies? Understanding the body's response. Allergies occur when your immune system reacts to a foreign substance, known as an allergen, that's typically harmless to most people. These allergens can be anything from pollen and pet dander to certain foods and medications. When your immune system mistakenly identifies these substances as threats, it overreacts by producing antibodies called immunoglobulin IgE. These antibodies cause cells to release chemicals like histamine, leading to the symptoms we commonly associate with allergies, such as sneezing, itching, and swelling. Rachel's experience with seasonal allergies is a perfect example of how the immune system can go into overdrive. During the spring, when pollen counts are high, her immune system sees the pollen as a threat and responds with an allergic reaction. While her symptoms are uncomfortable, they're her body's way of trying to protect her from what it perceives as a harmful invader. Common allergy triggers. What causes allergic reactions? There are many different allergens that can trigger an allergic reaction, and these triggers can vary from person to person. Let's explore some of the most common types of allergens and how they can affect you. Pollen is one of the most common allergens and is a major cause of seasonal allergies, also known as hay fever or allergic rhinitis. Pollen is released by trees, grasses, and weeds, especially during the spring and summer months. When Rachel's symptoms worsened in the spring, it was because the pollen count in her area was particularly high. She noticed that her symptoms were more severe on windy days when pollen was more likely to be airborne. Dust mites are tiny insects that live in household dust and are a common indoor allergen. They thrive in warm, humid environments and are often found in bedding, upholstered furniture, and carpets. Dust mite allergies can cause symptoms like sneezing, coughing, and a runny nose, and they're often worse in the morning after a night spent sleeping in a dust mite-infested bed. My friend Mike, who suffers from dust mite allergies, found that his symptoms improved significantly after he started using dustproof covers on his mattress and pillows. Pet dander is another common allergen. It's made up of tiny flakes of skin shed by cats, dogs, and other animals with fur or feathers. Pet dander can trigger symptoms like sneezing, itchy eyes, and wheezing. Rachel, who loves animals, discovered that her cat was contributing to her allergy symptoms. Although she didn't want to part with her pet, she found that keeping her cat out of her bedroom and regularly cleaning her home helped reduce her symptoms. Mold is a type of fungus that can grow indoors and outdoors in damp environments. Mold spores can become airborne and trigger allergic reactions when inhaled. Symptoms of mold allergies include coughing, sneezing, and skin rashes. Carol, who lives in a humid area, noticed that her allergy symptoms were worse in her basement, where mold was growing on the walls. After removing the mold and using a dehumidifier, her symptoms improved. Food allergies are also common and can cause a wide range of symptoms, from mild itching and hives to severe anaphylaxis, a life-threatening reaction. Common food allergens include peanuts, tree nuts, Meg's, wheat, soy, fish, and shellfish. My friend Jake, who has a peanut allergy, carries an epinephrine auto-injector with him at all times in case of accidental exposure. Jake's allergy is so severe that even a small amount of peanuts can cause a dangerous reaction. Insect stings can also trigger allergic reactions in some people, particularly to bee, wasp, or hornet stings. Symptoms can range from localized swelling and pain to a severe reaction called anaphylaxis, which requires immediate medical attention. Rachel's neighbor had a severe allergic reaction to a bee sting and had to be rushed to the emergency room. She now carries an epinephrine auto-injector and avoids areas where bees are likely to be present. Medications can also cause allergic reactions, with common culprits including antibiotics like penicillin, aspirin, and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs. Symptoms can range from a mild rash to anaphylaxis. Mike, who developed an allergy to penicillin after taking it for a sinus infection, now wears a medical alert bracelet to inform healthcare providers of his allergy. Recognizing allergy symptoms, what to look for. Allergy symptoms can vary widely depending on the allergen and the individual. Common symptoms include sneezing and a runny or stuffy nose, which are typical symptoms of hay fever or allergic rhinitis. Rachel experienced these symptoms every spring when the pollen count was high. Itchy, watery eyes are another common symptom of hay fever and can also be triggered by pet dander or dust mites. Hives or a skin rash can appear as red, itchy welts after exposure to an allergen like food, medication, or insect stings. Jake's peanut allergy often causes hives if he accidentally consumes peanuts. Coughing, wheezing, or shortness of breath are respiratory symptoms common in asthma, often triggered by allergens like pollen, mold, or pet dander. Mike's dust mite allergy sometimes triggers asthma symptoms, especially when his house is particularly dusty. Swelling of the lips, tongue, or throat can be a sign of a severe allergic reaction, such as anaphylaxis, and requires immediate medical attention. Rachel's neighbor experienced this after being stung by a bee. Nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea can occur after consuming a food allergen. Jake experienced these symptoms after unknowingly eating food that contained peanuts. Treatment options: managing and preventing allergic reactions. The good news is that there are many ways to manage and treat allergies. The first step in treatment is to identify the allergen and avoid exposure as much as possible. However, when avoidance isn't enough, there are several treatment options available. Antihistamines are commonly used to relieve symptoms like sneezing, itching, and runny nose. These medications work by blocking histamine, the chemical released during an allergic reaction. Rachel found relief from her seasonal allergies by taking an over-the-counter antihistamine during pollen season. However, some antihistamines can cause drowsiness, so it's important to choose the right one for your needs. Decongestants can help reduce nasal congestion and improve breathing by shrinking the blood vessels in the nasal passages. These are often used in combination with antihistamines for more comprehensive symptom relief. Mike, who experiences nasal congestion due to dust mite allergies, uses a decongestant nasal spray when his symptoms flare up. However, decongestants should not be used for more than a few days at a time to avoid rebound congestion. Nasal corticosteroids are another effective treatment, particularly for allergic rhinitis. These sprays reduce inflammation in the nasal passages and help relieve symptoms like sneezing, itching, and congestion. Rachel's doctor recommended a nasal corticosteroid spray, which she uses daily during allergy season to keep her symptoms under control. Leukotriene modifiers are prescription medications that help control allergy symptoms by blocking the action of leukotrienes, chemicals involved in allergic reactions. These medications are often used to treat asthma and allergic rhinitis. Mike's doctor prescribed a leukotriene modifier to help manage his asthma symptoms triggered by dust mites. Allergy shots, also known as immunotherapy, are a long-term treatment option for people with severe allergies. This treatment involves receiving regular injections of the allergen in gradually increasing doses to help the immune system become less sensitive to it. Over time, this can reduce the severity of allergic reactions or even eliminate them. Rachel's neighbor, who had severe allergies to pollen and pet dander, began allergy shots and noticed a significant improvement in her symptoms after a few months. Epinephrine auto-injectors are essential for people with severe allergies that can lead to anaphylaxis. This device delivers a dose of epinephrine, adrenaline, to quickly reverse the symptoms of a severe allergic reaction. Jake, who has a peanut allergy, carries an epinephrine auto-injector with him at all times. He knows that in the event of accidental exposure, this device could save his life. Lifestyle changes can also help manage allergies. For example, keeping windows closed during high pollen seasons, using air purifiers to reduce indoor allergens, and regularly cleaning bedding and carpets to minimize dust mites can make a big difference. Rachel found that simple changes like showering after spending time outdoors and using a HEPA filter in her bedroom helped reduce her allergy symptoms significantly. When to seek medical advice. If you're experiencing symptoms that suggest an allergic reaction, it's important to see a healthcare provider for a proper diagnosis and treatment plan. An allergist can perform tests, such as skin prick tests or blood tests, to identify specific allergens and recommend the best treatment options. For example, Rachel's worsening symptoms prompted her to see an allergist who performed a skin prick test that confirmed her allergies to pollen and pet dander. With this information, Rachel was able to take steps to manage her allergies more effectively. It's also crucial to seek immediate medical attention if you experience signs of anaphylaxis, such as difficulty breathing, swelling of the throat, or a rapid drop in blood pressure. Anaphylaxis is a medical emergency that requires prompt treatment with epinephrine. Conclusion: living well with allergies. Allergies can be challenging, but with the right knowledge and treatment plan, they don't have to control your life. By understanding your triggers, recognizing the symptoms, and exploring your treatment options, you can manage your allergies effectively and enjoy a better quality of life. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into understanding and managing allergies. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, allergies are common, but with the right approach, they're also manageable. Until next time, take care.